show that
they don't even
it's not
talk
getting,
about it.
Yeah, because as a man, it's not mm-hmm. supposed to talk about attention, but.
Hello, guys. Today's email is, "It's feelings of love went from me to her." Okay. "Hi, I am having marriage problems and I have some questions. My husband started to act weird when he started talking to his stepsister. His feelings of love went from me to her. I don't know what went wrong. It all changed when she came into our lives. He says he loves me, but tells her he never says it to me. I need help." Okay, this is very confusing.
It's very confusing.
So, yes. So this guy is allegedly having an affair with a stepsister.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say allegedly because
it doesn't have to be.
Because it doesn't seem like she has a solid proof
mm-hmm.
that there's an affair going on.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
But she feels like he's.
I think it's an in-law jealousy thing.
Right. Yeah. I think so too.
Yeah.
And
that's real, right?
Oh yeah, that's very real, you know. Sometimes people don't know how to balance between family, you know, their extended family and their own actual family.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think
how do you advise his feelings? So this is a
first
lady.
First of all,
how do you advise her?
I don't want to assume. I don't want
so let's assume the best case scenario is an in-law jealousy
thing. No, I don't want her to assume.
Oh, you don't want her to assume.
Okay. So if she's feeling this way, mm-hmm. my best advice is call your husband.
Yes.
Have a one-on-one talk with him, not mm-hmm. in a disrespectful way, you know, in a loving way that you know how to get your husband. Get him on board, speak to him, tell him your concerns.
Mm.
Now, if he says that your concerns are not, you know, what you think they are,
they're not real,
maybe you're thinking that way,
mm-hmm.
then I would say that you should use that moment to actually, you know, assume the best, like you
assume
said.
Assume the best case scenario.
And, you know, why don't you get to know the stepsister?
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm.
be involved with your husband.
Mm-hmm.
With the stepsister.
Right.
So that you don't come off as the jealous wife
mm-hmm.
or, you know,
right.
she doesn't want anyone around her husband, blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because I don't really think, you know, there's a lot of assumptions.
It's not assumption. Okay. Hi, I'm having marriage problems. I have some questions. Oh, okay. These are marriage problems, I guess.
Yes.
Well, I guess marriage problem, we can't underestimate, because little things like this can end up in divorce.
Out of,
right,
control.
Right. Because, I mean, it all starts with one simple argument,
mm-hmm.
usually dumb argument, right? But that's how it starts. My husband started to act weird when he started talking to his stepsister. So I'm going to talk to two people. I'm going to talk to, first of all, her.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm also going to talk to
the husband.
Husbands, you know, because a lot of time, your behavior, even though there's really nothing there, can make your wife feel
insecure.
Keyword feel
mm-hmm.
insecure, right? But the keyword is feel. But
mm-hmm.
guess what? Feel is basically, how should I measure feel? Your whole marriage can go out the window just
mm.
because of feelings.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's how big of a deal it is. How
we don't
he
know
feel,
how to clear
how
it.
She feels.
Yes.
You know? So if you act oblivious,
mm-hmm.
act like you're immune against this world of
mm.
a bunch of feelings, right? You may end up with a situation.
Losing your marriage.
That you lose your marriage. Lose your marriage, maybe that's not a big deal to you. Maybe that's a big deal to your kids. Once you start thinking your kids, once you start thinking your future, once you start thinking, because honestly, you do have a better chance when you have a spouse
mm-hmm.
that prays for you, that cares about you, that holds down the house, you
mm-hmm.
know, that holds down the bills, whatever that means to you. It's a big deal. So if you don't want to lose that, start paying
attention
to feelings. Even if they're not real things. Well, if they're feelings, they are automatically by default real.
Yeah.
All right.
That's our feelings.
This is our feelings. And if you're not paying attention, you're not paying attention. Now, you, that you wrote this, your feelings, just recognize that they're feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Because the same thing goes for you. Your feelings can throw your marriage out the window if you don't learn how to put them in check.
Right.
both people are responsible for both people's feelings.
Yep.
How you feel, you're responsible for it. I'm also responsible because this is my way of giving to you by being sensitive to your feeling, right? And vice versa.
Right.
So it's very important to point that out there and not, I don't want us to belittle this so simple issue that can really, really blow out of proportion.
No, it starts from stuff like this. And when it comes to family, mm-hmm. I mean, at the end of it, this stepsister is a third party. When it comes to third party, that's a big issue. Mm-hmm. A big issue in most marriages.
Let me say something. Even your kids are borderline third party.
Yeah.
Your spouse comes first.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
Your spouse comes first. Your kids come secondary to your spouse. Okay?
Now, it doesn't make you a bad mother.
Yeah, it doesn't make you a bad mother. As a matter of fact, it makes you the best mother in the world, because if you start feeling like he got left out of the picture, it affects everything.
It does.
Okay? It does. Including the welfare of your kids.
Yep.
So it just doesn't make sense when you are too clingy to the kids and you forget that your husband,
the man.
This happens 99% of the time.
It does.
Okay,
it does.
This is very, very common.
It's very common.
Much less some stepsister from nowhere.
Oh Lord.
Okay.
Jesus.
So again, that goes to the husband that are oblivious. It's my family. You can't talk to my family.
Yeah,
you
can't you can't get defensive. You just have to know how to balance it, because this is real issues.
These are real stuff.
I know people that don't have any problems in their life.
This is when real
family is the reason why they're not together anymore.
Absolutely. This is when it starts. Usually people talk about when it's become a big issue.
Yes.
But this is when it starts. It starts from little things like this.
Yes.
And then the next step is an argument about it. And then two arguments about similar petty, stupid stuff.
Right.
And then it blows out of proportion.
And you're like, how did we get here?
How did we get here from being in love, right?
Yeah.
It starts slowly like that, but surely. All right. So his feelings of love went from me to her. It's feelings. You know, that's not really a tangible, physical thing you can... But that's how she feels.
Yeah.
She feels like...
She's feeling jealous.
She's like, really jealous. A little jealousy thing there. You know, she's feeling like this dude is not giving me the attention. You know? And it could be men. A lot of men feel this way. They feel like I'm not getting the attention. They don't use that word exactly. But clearly, the behaviors show that...
They don't even talk about it.
Yeah, because it's a man. It's not supposed to talk about attention. But the truth is that that's what it is. Mm-hmm. You know? And if you're human and you're emotional, as an emotional being, you will feel this at some point. You feel neglected. You feel like you're alone, you know? And that's not a great feeling that has good results if no one pays attention to it eventually. All right. So I don't know what went wrong. It all changed when she came into our lives. She came into our lives. Well, here's the thing to you. She didn't just come into your lives. She was always there, right? But yes, maybe he's not paying attention, which is why my wife said you should communicate, right? Hopefully you have a husband who understands that you're just speaking your feeling and he should pay attention. For me, if my wife comes to me and say, hey, I'm giving too much attention to my sister, well, she's not gonna say it that way. She's gonna say it in, she's gonna go all around the bush to get to that same point.
No,
right?
I'm not. In today,
not you.
Today's world, I'm gonna say it nowadays.
You're gonna say that, but not you. I'm saying in general, people just
because they don't wanna hurt your feelings. They feel like, oh, I don't want you to make you feel.
Because she does not wanna hurt your feelings. So you gotta be a little bit more sensitive than the exact words she may be uttering, right? So if she says and say, you know what, she says something to the effect that you feel like she's jealous of your sister, just understand it's just a feeling. Like, I'm sorry that made you feel that way. You're right, I should pay a little bit more attention. Because you're recognizing that she's not trying to be evil, who doesn't want you to talk to your sister.
She just wants your attention.
She just wants attention.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
And you should actually feel good that a woman...
You should be happy.
Yeah.
You should be happy, because when she gets to a point where she doesn't care about that anymore...
That's it.
Your marriage is screwed. You see my fingers?
It's a wrap.
I was like, your marriage is screwed.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's done. Once she become indifferent, you don't want her to become indifferent about this type of issue. You want her to continue to care about attention from you. That's really what you want at the end of the day. You don't want it to be too toxic where she's attached and she can't. You don't want that. I get that. But she's going to become that if you don't pay attention to little moments like that.
Right.
You know? And it's going to become both of you's fault because she's also responsible to put her feelings in check as well.
And
too.
I would say just carry her along, you know?
That's if you know, though.
If the guy knows.
Yeah, I mean, so she has to communicate first.
Yeah, she has to do the communication.
Because he just may not know.
He might not know. Men don't read, they don't read minds. They don't.
Most men don't read minds. I read mind.
Women, well, like, he should know.
No.
Who said that he should know? In what book did they say he should know?
Even though
it might not know,
I said I read mind. I don't read mind, but I'm a little bit more sensitive than an average man. Even at that, there are things that I'm oblivious to that she needs to let me know because
I have to speak
it out. I'm still human at the end of the day, and that's.
And I had to learn that. I had to learn that you have to speak it out. Say what you want, because I used to be like, well, you should know.
Yeah.
Well,
and what you don't say can hurt you.
Why I gotta tell him all the time? Mm-hmm. No, it's gonna ruin your marriage. Point blank, period.
Yeah.
Say what you
want. What you don't say can ruin your marriage.
Yes.
How you feel that you don't express can ruin your marriage.
That's right.
Actually, will ruin your marriage. Express yourself, but when you're expressing
I feel like most people are scared of what the answer is gonna be. Mm-hmm. But I'm a strong believer of you gotta express yourself now. Mm-hmm. Like now, right. I'm a strong believer of that.
Now, we're not talking speaking blunt though.
No, that's not the language you're talking about. When people say they speak blunt, that's disrespectful.
Well,
because you're telling me you're about to go from 0 to 100. And I'm like, okay, chill, child.
Right. Well, in my opinion, speaking, I have enough people in my life. Like, at least I can think of 10 people in my head right now that speak blunt. It's a language, okay? It simply means.
Well, it's insensitive.
Wait now. It means rude and disrespectful. That's what it means. But
I'm about to call you names right now. That's what speaking blunt means.
That's what that means. But.
Do it out of love.
Clearly, you don't want to do that with your husband or your wife.
No, you don't, because it's going to be ruined.
All right.
Because at the end of the day, the goal is to be on the same team.
Absolutely. You're on the same team.
Okay.
So when you're speaking, instead of speaking blunt, choose to speak love.
Speak love. Okay.
So first of all, before you communicate what you're trying to communicate, which is a real feeling, valid feeling that you feel, right? Think you're for yourself, which is why you should read this book as well, because communication skills is mentioned in there. It's all about listening. It's how do you, what is making him do that, right? Okay. Even though you understand, now you may get to a point you understand why he's doing that. He's oblivious, he's not paying attention. Doesn't mean you still don't feel that way. You still feel how you feel.
Yeah.
But now you will come from a standpoint of communicating that with love. So like, I understand you just probably didn't see this, but this is how you're making me feel when you do this, you do that, you do that.
Right.
Right? It's a different type of communication skills, right? And it involves tons of listening, mostly 80% listening, because he's going to tell you like, why? Because most men will be like, what is wrong with you? Like, of course not. And then you're going to be like, I know, of course not, but just letting you know. Because if you say of course not, you're going to get defensive, because now he's attacking you, and then you're going to catch defensive energy, and then both of you catch defensive energy, and then you start defending each other, and guess what that leads to? Divorce court, right?
Right.
We don't want that, right? So you go there with love. Basically, her problem is that she needs to communicate first, because there's, like you said, it's a lot of assumptions.
Yes.
Communicate, but communicate with love. How you feel, and if you communicate with love how you feel, he's not an animal, hopefully not. Right? He will hear you. But if you communicate with an attack, which is basically speaking blunt, right, he's gonna attack back.
That's right.
Because he will feel like he needs to defend himself too.
Yeah.
Because he clearly probably doesn't mean any harm, right? But if he means any harm, then obviously we know that you shouldn't be in that situation. But different topic. This situation right here is somebody that needs to communicate a little bit more.
You
instead
have
of, because even though you think you're helping right now, you're just building resentment.
Right.
One day you're gonna blow up and destroy everything anyway.
Right.
And I'm sure that's not what you want.
Right. And you want to be in a healthy state of mind that you know, that's a stepsister. You're his wife. It's two different roles.
Yeah. Now, if this, if you were sleeping with his stepsister.
Oh my God. Because that was where my head went to watch you. I'm like,
if he's sleeping with his stepsister, first of all, realize that's not your problem. He needs help. You need to speak out because he needs help. Okay? And realize that's not your problem. And realize that, no, if you don't feel like it, you don't have to carry that burden for the rest of your life, because that's not really your responsibility. But no, you don't deserve to live in that. You deserve better. Okay? But at least trying to, maybe it's a situation that he needs help. He may even need you. But if you, but I don't think that's what this is.
Yeah, I'm
yeah, if that's what this was, you'll be a lot more blunt.
Right.
Alrighty, that's it.
That is it for today.
Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Don't forget, grab the book, getmymarriageback.com, and share, like, comment. What do you think about this? What would you do? What's your advice to this person? Alright, comment that below. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.